just about him. I'm not talking about a history lesson, something I learned in history. I'm glad that I know him. He's my best friend. He's my Savior. Praise God. I'm glad he's here among us, amen, this morning. I preached here and yonder, and I forget, you get old, you forget where you're at, but I think, what would this service be like if Jesus was here today? Huh? Well, think about it just a minute. If Jesus was here, what would this meeting be like? Well, I want to tell you something. Have you thought about it? What do you think it would be like if he was here? Ah, he is here. Do you believe it? Do you believe it, sweet church? Where two or three are gathered in his name. Now, we may not have more than that gathered in his name, but we've got that many. Where two or three are gathered to show off their new clothes. Y'all ain't even here, are you? Where two or three are gathered to see their girlfriend or boyfriend or do the socializing. Mm-mm. Where two or three are gathered in his name. There he is. And the Bible said he's not very far. You say, well, I wish Brother Jeff mentioned had some things that he needed the Lord to help him with. Now, I got something on my heart this morning. We're going to go. But you know what we need? What we need is the power of God in this hour. How many knows there is power? Now, Brother Zane was out here working one day, and he may not remember this, but this is kind of worker. He just goes after it. Now, you just got to get out of his way. He went after it, and somebody said, you want me to cut the breaker off? I don't know if he remembers that or not. And he said, nah, we don't need it. And he didn't need it. He pulled that receptacle out, and he cut the breaker off himself. He just went ahead and went to work, and that thing that had power on it. How many understand? It wasn't hard to figure out, is there power on that? We had a man that could testify there was power on that cable. Amen. That's right. And you know, sometimes we get to sit around and we forget that there's power in God. Amen. We forget, why are we here this morning? There's power in his word. Now, what's that verse? Read that. Listen to this right here. I want you to listen now. You think we just come and this is just a little book of good sayings that we just learn and handle, and kind of like cleanliness is next to godliness. And you know, that's not in the Bible, by the way. But little old wives fables. But this is not a little old wives fable. It's not Aesop's fable. It's not a little golden book. Listen to this. Here's what it is. For the word of God, quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. What is? Amen. I want to tell you, I know people hear the word, and I preach all the time. That's what I'm called to do. And you can preach to folks. Sometimes they get it. And I got a habit of saying, you're not getting this. Amen. But sometimes you get it, and sometimes people don't get it. But is it the word of God's fault? Is the word of God any weaker than the day it comes from his lips? Huh? No. Then what's the difference? Amen. The Bible said, read it one more time. For what? For the word of God is quick and powerful. Amen. And you talk about power. I was listening to the news this morning, and there was a tornado came through Kansas and completely wiped the whole town out. Amen. How many has ever witnessed a tornado? I have. Anybody else? I was in Alabama preaching, and a tornado come through. And, you know, I never been around it, Brother Mac. And so I didn't get all alarmed. I just went over to the window, and, you know, I was sitting there in the preacher's house, and he come out kind of excited. And he said, Brother Randy, we're going to have to move to the church out here. It's going to be safer. I said, safer? And I knew it was starting to rain a little, and the wind had got up. And he said, we've got tornadoes on the way. And he wasn't. He wasn't just beating around the bush. He was getting his stuff. When he opened that door, and that wind got a hold of that door and ripped it out of his hand and blew nearly everything in the living room off the tables, I said, I think I'll go with you. Hallelujah. And I went over there, and I looked out. I never seen nothing like it. I didn't actually see the funnel. If I had, I wouldn't be here. Amen. But all of that wind, the tearing, the power. Amen. But the Bible said the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper. Brother, this will have its effect. I got to thinking about what we need this morning, brother, is the power of God through the word of God. Amen. David said it like this. How might a young man cleanse his way? How can we live holy? How can we do right? Amen. By taking heed according to the word of God. We're not here just to meet one another and fill out a Sunday school card and get a pen. But brother, the Bible is a powerful force. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Hallelujah. Brother, I believe in the gospel. Praise God. Y'all out there? Amen. I got to thinking about the power in the word of God. We need power to live. I mean, homes are being split up right and left. Amen. Little children thrown helter-skelter. And you know, that is destroying our nation. Are y'all out there? Come on, help me preach a little bit. Amen. It just upset me so in the USA Today. The other day, I turned to the back page and it had on there, something about Disney World, and had two men that were gay standing there, and they had wrote an article about how they called it Queens of the Kingdom, and they talked about how that Disney World was allowing same-sex men to come and do the enchanted wedding thing inside Disney World. And you know, I always thought Disney World was for, you know, kind of conjured up for little kids, and you know, the devil can't stand anything innocent. And I don't know what kind of man Walter was, but I'd say he flip-flopping in his grave, amen, right now to know, amen, that they allow perverts, amen, to come in there, amen, and act like they're getting married. I'm going to tell you, we are in a wicked world, amen, and the powers of hell are unleashed upon the youth, amen, and the decency and the sacrament and the sacredness. Some of y'all's been in the world too long. You're not enjoying what I've got to say, but I tell you what, we need the power. Power, amen, of God to counteract, amen, the powers of hell. Well, where can we find any of the power of God? There's a lot of us in here didn't even have the power to live what we know to live this week. Amen. Come on. But brother, there is power in the Holy Ghost, amen, to counteract the lies, amen, of the devil. Can you say amen? There's power in his word. Amen. And there's power, amen, in his spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. Y'all need to pray for me right here. Boy, I get dangerous when I get to feeling what I'm feeling right now. Huh? He said, you go and be endued. You go to Jerusalem. Amen. Now, I want you to notice. Now, they had come out of the back room, and they were excited about the resurrection. That's why I feel like he had to tell him, don't leave town until you get endued with power. But I want to go. I want to tell him about this resurrection. But you can't tell him, don't go until you're endued with power from on high. Hey, we need to fill this church up. And I'm going to tell you how we're going to do it. We're going to do it by the power of the gospel and the power of his spirit. And we will not do it any other way. I wish somebody would say amen. How many believes in this? I preach for Brother Prescott. And you knew his mom and dad were killed in a car wreck a few months ago. Back in February, in the same accident, they left here. Just in one hour, they were both gone. And we've been carrying a burden for him. And he asked us to come preach his convention. And so I was just praying, God, some way use us to comfort. But brother, when I got there, the little church there, how many's ever been to Brother Prescott's church? Anybody? Amen. The little church there, he'd struggled for years, this small crowd. Great man, wonderful teacher, preacher of the Bible. But brother, they are on the move now. That full house every night, chairs up and down the aisle. And they had some Amish people that had came out from the Amish church and had been coming and trying the church out, you know, and looking for a place for their children. And they still, this woman was raised in the Amish, and they still, some of the men still, they wear, you know, and dress and have the dress. But this woman came and still has the little rag on her head that they wear on their hair. They feel like, you know, they're very, I don't know what the term, you know, this girl was raised, no electricity. No cars, no automobiles. That's the way she was brought up. She'd been coming to that church. And I'm telling you, we had an altar service, and people got to seeking God. The pastor's wife, daughter, Kara, she was seeking the Holy Ghost. And just, been in church all her life, 19 years old, still seeking the Holy Ghost. And this young woman came down, began to pray with them up there at that altar. And when she got to praising God, that Amish girl, amen, her hands were. And she began to holler, praise the Lord, and worship God, Brother Jeff, amen, and was filled with the Holy Ghost, amen, right there. And brother, I said, my Lord, God is still on the throne. I felt the power of God go through that, amen, building, amen, that little girl, raised in the Amish country, amen, and I don't even know what they believe. They believe in a lot of legalism and works that'll get you through, and amen, but listen, it's not in works. Are you listening to me? Amen, but there is power, amen, in the Holy Ghost, amen. Come on now, amen, I still believe in it. I know we have a counterfeit, amen, and a charisma, and people teaching one another to speak in tongues and dance. But brother, amen, the Holy Ghost is real. If there's a counterfeit, there's got to be a real somewhere, and I'm glad I found it. We need to have church at King Mountain, and I'll tell you how we're going to do it. We're going to do it through the power of the Word of God and the power of His Spirit and the power of unity. Amen. And brothers and sisters together. Amen. Seeking God. Hallelujah. I believe in the power of God, don't you? The wind blows where it listeth. We can't understand it, can't conjure it up, can't create it, but we know it's real. Amen. We know it's real. Praise God. I believe in it, don't you? Well, I feel like preaching a little bit, but I got to thinking about the things this morning that there were power in. Power in the Word. Amen. Power in prayer. Amen. You believe it? The Bible said Elijah prayed and it rained not. And then he prayed and it rained. And he said he was as like passion as we. Amen. He was in the same pile of bones and flesh that we was in. But he had prayed through and had faith and believed God that he could pray and things come to pass. Amen. There's some things this morning the devil's got his hands on. And he says you're not going to get it back. But he's not all powerful. God is. He may have it in his hands right now. Good to see you, Sister Lois Bice here. I just wanted to say that before I might forget. God bless you. Good to see you. Good to have all the visitors here today. Amen. I want you to know right now, this church right here, there's something alive in it. The word I'm going to teach you today, Jesus said, my words, they are spirit and they are life. Well, why don't it affect some people? Because it's not mixed with faith. You've got to believe what you hear. Huh? You've got to believe what you hear. Praise God. Why don't you lift your hands and ask the Lord to give us the power we need in this hour. Oh, hallelujah. As the old saying goes, I wish I could preach to you here this morning. We just try to do the best we can with the time we've got left and try to get anointed. Lord, give us grace to be anointed. there's somebody out there that's wanting relief. Amen. And there's relief in the gospel. Amen. We're going to have the children come here and sing for us.